You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. How would you explain leukemia to a little boy who isn't even old enough to go to kindergarten? That was the challenge for Eric Michael Weber and his wife, Nicole. Their four-year-old son, Bryce, was diagnosed with leukemia 2 years ago, just at the time that the family's second son was due to be born. And they needed Bryce to be like a superhero with his doctors and the medicine. So Eric Michael can pick up the story from there. He and his wife, Nicole, are in the studio. Hi, welcome to both of you.
Hi, thank you.
Also in our studio is the one and only Bryce. Good morning, Bryce.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. It's good to have you here. And you're six now, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, Eric Michael, will you set the stage a little more? Bryce's legs had been hurting to the point of crying.
Yeah. He was an ordinary rambunctious boy, but when he would get a lot of exercise, go on long walks or run a lot, he would wake up that night in the middle of the night and just be inconsolable, screaming and crying, and he couldn't explain what he was feeling, really. He just said that it hurt.
And do you remember that, Bryce?
No.
No, because you were just four, right?
We could pretty reliably soothe him with a hot bath or a heating blanket or something, and it would go away. The next day, he'd be fine, and it would be business as usual. But it just kind of kept up, and it never really abated.
This was a busy time for the family, right? Though, Nicole, you were watching the calendar, and baby James was due any day, right?
Right. We actually had a doctor's appointment set up to go and see what was going on with his legs, because it was a couple times he had had it, and I was still pregnant at the time, and happened to go into labor the day that we were supposed to go in and have Bryce checked out. And so we had to cancel that appointment, and he was doing fine. And about 5 weeks in, it happened after 5 weeks of having James, it happened again. And we went into the doctor, and that's when they did his blood work, and they were able to, based on the blood work, diagnose him with leukemia. And what was interesting is the doctor had said, if we went in on that day that we were supposed to when James was born, they wouldn't have found it. They said that his blood wouldn't have shown any raised elevated white blood cell count at that point. And so we came in when he actually went in 5 weeks in, was right at the starting point of being able to see through his blood work that he had something going on.
Bryce just picked up a water bottle and Mom's opening it for you. So Bryce, would you tell me what you know about leukemia or what that word means to you?
Leukemia is a disease that goes to kids sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And how did it make you feel when you were sick? How was the sick feeling?
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Tired? Really tired?
Tired.
Yeah. You look totally healthy now. Do you still have a little war going on with leukemia?
Yeah.
So do you still have to go see the doctor and have blood tests?
Yep.
But when you're not at the doctor, how is your day? How do you feel running around playing?
Good.
Yeah, your energy's good?
Mm-hmm. Usually, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so Eric, take me to the point where you get this diagnosis and you have to figure out how to explain to Bryce what's going to happen to him, and you need his cooperation.
Yeah. Basically, as it was explained to us, he was going to be in treatment, which meant daily medicine, sometimes oral, sometimes IV, but something every single day for the next 3 years. And without that, consistency, you ran a significantly higher chance of relapse and, bad outcomes. The worst outcome. And so I didn't want, I needed for it there to be a stage set early on where we weren't going to be fighting over the need to take medicine, that he understood that, and he does, that he understood that without his medicine, he could actually die. And that's a hard conversation to have with a four-year-old.
Did he say that to you, Bryce?
No.
Yes.
No. Did you ever think that if you didn't take your medicine, you could die?
Yes.
You did think that. Mm. Well, I know you really want that water bottle, so go for it. Don't worry about the noise, okay? So the story you came up with was really spur of the moment.
It was. I came up with it in on the spot in the hospital. It just kind of, I am an analogizer. and it just kind of made sense to me that his body had been invaded by evil robots that were replicating themselves. And that's basically what a cancer cell, you know, what it does is it copies itself.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike healthy cells, normal cells, it doesn't die when it's done doing whatever it was created to do.
So we picked out a page where it's part of that explanation. And would you read some of it? And by the way, your doctor in the story is named Dr. Happy, right?
Yep.
Is he a happy guy usually?
Yeah.
I bet he's always happy to see you. All right, so here is Eric Michael Weber reading from Bryce and the Blood Ninjas.
Mm-hmm. Bryce was pretty scared at the thought of all these bad robots inside him. He could tell that his parents and grandparents were scared too. But his daddy made him feel better. He told him that Dr. Happy had special blood ninjas that he was going to put inside Bryce, and these blood ninjas liked nothing more than to kill leukemia robots. In fact, he said, the first wave of blood ninjas that would go inside Bryce would kill almost all the robots. So they let the blood ninjas loose on the robots. Bryce could feel the battle going on inside him. He felt really yucky. His daddy explained that the ninjas had extremely sharp swords, and they sliced up everything in their way because they know how good the robots are at hiding.
Do you remember hearing a lot about the ninjas, Bryce?
No.
You don't? It's funny how we have these memory lapses between 4 and 6 in our lives.
Bryce is good at not being helpful.
Nicole, what difference did it make that you had this story, this picture for Bryce's treatment?
It was good because he was able to relate it to something at the point being 4 and trying to understand why am I getting all of this medicine in my port that I have? Why do I have to take all of these pills? For a 4-year-old, they don't understand that. So with my husband coming up with this idea, he loved that. It was giving him a visual of what's happening. So in his mind, as the medicine was going in, that's what he would be saying. Oh, are they getting their swords now? Are they getting their nunchucks? Are they fighting off? Are they tearing off their arms? So he had this visual, which helped for him to take that and make it not, you know, more exciting and not such a dreadful time,
mm-hmm.
which was really nice. And it was really helpful for him at that time. And up till now he can swallow all his pills. He doesn't argue with anything. He doesn't fight anything. He just takes it, swallows it, and it's good. And I think because that was tone was set at the beginning of creating this, you know, creative story to go along with him getting his medicine.
Bryce, your baby brother James is looking at you through the window. You can wave to him. There, he saw you. So, Bryce, did you lose all your hair during your chemo treatment?
Yeah.
So your daddy is bald, so you were both bald together?
Uh-huh.
You remember that, don't you?
Yep, I do.
Okay. What about that time? Tell me how that was with friends and looking at yourself in the mirror.
It was good.
Do you like being bald?
And
yeah.
You liked it? And because he says that was good, will you flip to the page in the book where you talk about that and just those bottom couple sentences?
That is the page, Dad.
Bryce's daddy told him that the ninjas were killing so many robots that some of the good guys in his body would just stay in their homes so that they wouldn't get in the ninjas' way. The guys who kept his hair growing stopped going to work, so all his hair fell out. His daddy shaved off all his hair, too. His daddy said they both looked like super cool tough guys. That was neat.
Super cool tough guy. Wow. That's pretty good. Excuse me. I do want to say that the type of leukemia that Bryce has is commonly curable, correct?
They've got a very good handle on it now, yeah. It's got a 94% cure rate and that was a number that we heard probably the night or the next day after he got diagnosed, and really kind of was a handhold for us to kind of not plunge into abject,
It's common acute lymphoblastic leukemia antigen.
Correct.
Uh-huh. And the treatment continues. Nicole, you said 3 years, so mm-hmm. he's still in treatment right now.
Yep.
Correct.
Yeah. 6 years old, though. Are you in kindergarten now?
Yes.
And do you go to school every day?
Yes.
Good. And what else do you want people to know? Because you have a microphone in front of you, Bryce. And right now, we're live, so you can tell us anything you want us to know.
I like to play with my friends at school. I like to play with my friend Carter and Cameron.
Cool.
I like to play at Kids Junction. And I like to play at home with my friend Christopher.
Oh, and I know you like ninjas, but you have another superhero who's your favorite right now.
Iron Man.
Iron Man. And why do you like Iron Man?
Because Iron Man can fly, shoot repulsors, a unibeam, and shield missiles, and targeting.
See, now that's what he's going to write his book about.
Yeah. That's
all right,
much all you ever talked about.
Let's mention a Rockland Festival this weekend where people can find you and find the book if they want to.
Yes, we will be at the Rockland Community Festival, which is at Johnson Springview Park on Saturday. And we'll have a bunch of books there. And also, just because it hasn't been mentioned yet, a portion of the proceeds from every book that we sell does go to benefit Leukemia Lymphoma Society and a local charity called Keaton Raphael Memorial, which does outreach to families that are stricken with or affected by pediatric cancer.
Illustrations, by the way, are by Alvin Harvey II, your friend. And I want to thank you all. Bryce, awesome. Give me a ninja sound right now into the mic.
Oh, yeah.
And that's Insight for today. I'm Beth Ruyak. Thanks for joining us.